1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel calling an overnight airstrike a tragic mistake. It took out two Hamas leaders, but also set fire to a Palestinian refugee camp in Rafah, leaving more than four dozen civilians dead. ABC's Perry Russum is in Washington with U.S. reaction.
The Biden administration is reportedly assessing whether this Israeli airstrike in Rafah Sunday crossed President Biden's red line. The attack leaving a refugee camp engulfed in flames, people screaming in horror. 50 people were killed, hundreds injured, according to the Hamas-run health ministry.
Spain has moved to formally recognize a Palestinian state. Ireland and Norway are expected to follow shortly. Closing arguments today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. The jury is expected to begin deliberations as early as tomorrow. 22 people were killed in weekend storms. It violently swept across the country over the weekend. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kansas were particularly hard hit. This is ABC News. European defense ministers are meeting in Brussels looking for ways to overcome objections from Hungary to providing billions in military aid to Ukraine. Individual countries promising new help, including jets from Belgium and air defense missiles from Spain. The basketball world remembering a giant. Hall of Famer Bill Walton has died.
Tributes pouring in from across the NBA. Steph Curry saying he always brought the best energy and humanity to every room he walked into. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saying he wasn't happy unless he did everything he could to make everyone around him happy. Walton died after a long battle with cancer. He was 71.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. After his playing days were cut short by injuries, Walton enjoyed a long career as a broadcaster. One of the teams where Walton won an NBA title is now back in the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics sweeping the Pacers in their series. The Dallas Mavericks could join them tonight if they beat Minnesota. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam field. A scoreless pitcher's duel until the eighth with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals. Adames, center field. Bellinger on the run. He looks up. Goodbye! A three-run blast, Willie Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adamas on taking a swing with three balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
All right.
Seems reasonable.
I think we're pretty clear on that at this point.
We got it covered.
Procter and Bergman there. The old, I can't remember what the name of their show was. Anyway, this is our show, the John and Gordy Family Show, here on WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7.
I mean, it's hard to remember everything, you know, after a three-day weekend. Oh, boy.
No, it throws you off, doesn't it?
It did. I've never had this much sleep in my entire life. God.
It's great.
It is.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, sunny day, you know, as people head back to work after a long weekend and, you know. Memorial Day weekend, driving around, stuck in traffic, you know,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, that's now, all a lot of fun.
Yeah, now it's back to work time. Get back to work, sunshine, right now 53 degrees. Let's go to the weather balls.
Weather balls, okay.
Yeah, the lottery. Fantastic. Weather balls. Find out what our high temperature will be for today.
They're always ready to go.
Here comes the first number.
Oh, that's beautiful.
First number is 6.
So smooth.
6 is the first number. Second number is 5. 65 will be our high today, but look for some showers and thunderstorms around lunchtime and this afternoon.
Yeah.
More rain. We've had a lot of rain lately. Seems like we had a little bit of flash flooding. The Wisconsin River's pretty high. I don't know.
It's going to be a long time before I go near the Wisconsin River.
Well, yeah. Used to go down there all the time to do a little fishing, right? Down
right.
Fishing hole.
All the time.
Didn't you go to the Mazo Nude Beach a few times back in the day?
I did, actually.
Mazomania?
Yeah,
that
twice.
Used to be the place to go.
I know. It
they
was.
Shut it down finally after decades.
Finally.
Of nudity.
Well, no. Really? You didn't like it?
I never
did
went
it
there.
You or?
Never went there. I always knew where it was. I mean, you follow down the path, down the river?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went there, it wasn't my suggestion. It was the person I was going out with at the time. And get this.
Yeah, what?
She was in a wheelchair.
No kidding.
Yeah, she had MS.
Wow.
And she wanted to go down to the nude beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
We went down to the nude beach.
Okay. End of the story. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Seems like there should be more to that, but okay. We'll let that go.
Well, there probably is, but
yeah. Okay.
You know, it's nude beach stuff.
Yeah. Sam, how was your Memorial Day holiday weekend? You went way up north.
I did.
Like northern Minnesota, right? Like Canada.
I was within probably 80 miles of the border, yeah.
Wow.
Was quite a...
Did you bring
a...
back the pot?
No, unfortunately. I didn't have to replenish the stash.
Yeah.
Spent a while driving, though. I was in the car for over 8 hours yesterday.
Oh!
We got stuck in traffic coming back.
That's ridiculous.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Looks like you picked the wrong time to come back.
I guess so. I should have stayed an extra day or something.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. We went hiking up in the Iron Ranges up there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like a bear sanctuary, so we saw a ton of black bears. It was pretty cool.
A lot of black bears?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the guy who started this place, he was a logger, and he did what you're not supposed to do, and he fed the bears like for over the course of 40 years.
That's a long time.
And
make a few friends.
Yeah, exactly. And like they finally realized that like when he was about to die, they couldn't just stop feeding the bears, otherwise they'd have like dozens of angry bears
angry
in there.
Bears.
Yeah, exactly. So,
where's my picnic bag?
So they decided to open a sanctuary and charge people for admission.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there. What is this place called? Is it have a name or is it just
It's named after the guy. I forget his name. Oh. I could look it up, though.
All right.
Isn't there a Yogi Bear Park up there?
Yogi Bear. there's a Jellystone Park. In the Dells.
Yes. Oh, okay. A little past
there. Must be a lot of picnic baskets there.
Picnic baskets.
Where did you say you went up there? In Wisconsin or Michigan?
Minnesota. Virginia, Minnesota.
All right.
Okay.
I had a story. I'll just pass it along to you. The Coffee Bean posted this on X. We drove back to Wisconsin through Menominee, Michigan. All the cannabis stores, parking lots were jam-packed with Wisconsin vehicles. The gas is cheaper in Marinette, Wisconsin. And now Wisconsin is losing tons of tax revenue because, you know, everybody's going to Michigan to buy cannabis.
Or Illinois. Or Iowa. Yeah.
But yeah, you got
or Minnesota.
You got nothing else to do up
We're
there.
We're surrounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we lose about $10 million a year in revenue because of that.
I guess this is a better time of the year to go up north.
You think so?
Because then they don't have these gigantic horseflies, these massive. You ever see these things? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I've been bitten by them before.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Now, I would assume that this is going to be a great season for mosquitoes with the on and off rain that we've been getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, let's look at the National Day calendar.
All right.
When we do that.
Oh, geez, I can't wait. You
know? We got to get back into the swing of things. We missed Memorial Day yesterday.
We're going to cover all the days we missed?
We could, because today,
wait.
There's not much going on today.
Okay.
Is it National Beef Burger Day or not? Is it Hamburger Day or not?
Wow, it seems brisket, like the same thing.
Is it brisket day or not? Or is it table tennis day or not? Which
it's
day
not
is...
table tennis day. My God, you have this whole thing on your head. Are you getting the tennis top
A ping pong table?
Ping pong table?
I'm looking into it. Yeah,
okay.
I've got to do a little research. If I can find a ping pong table top to go over the dining room table, that would be ideal.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
I don't know if you have to custom make those or if you can actually buy something, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got to look online.
Yeah.
If anybody out there, any big ping pong fans out there, I'd like to get some advice. Okay. Is it National Beef Burger Day? Yes, it is. National Beef Burger Day.
Can we combine the hamburger and beef burger today?
I don't know what the difference.
What the hell? Somebody got confused.
I guess so. Yes. A beef burger starts with real ground beef on a bun or between two slices of bread. And don't forget the toppings like cheese, pickles, onions, condiments. Each one allows for perfect customization.
But you know, the customization thing.
Yeah.
What do you prefer on a hamburger? What is it
I like lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions.
Onions?
That's pretty much, yeah. I prefer grilled. If
grilled
it can
onions,
do the
yeah.
grilled onions, yeah. great. Otherwise, just a little raw onion. Not a lot. I don't like to overdo it.
I know, raw, over the top.
That's just asking for trouble.
What about you?
I'm pretty similar. I don't like raw onions at all, really, but
no.
I like fried onions here and there.
Yeah. How about you, John?
No onions, although I do like the caramelized onions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the French fried onions, that's kind of cool being put on top of the burger.
What do you mean French fried onions?
Well, onion ring. The onion rings they put on. I like those. I like a dill pickle.
Uh-huh.
And ketchup and mustard.
I do like the ketchup and mustard, just a little bit. And a little bit of mayonnaise.
I would take lettuce, except it makes the whole thing really slippery.
Slippery and sloppy. Yeah.
It slides out of the bun.
It's rolling his eyes.
That damn lettuce.
Jeez.
They could just find a way to make it, you know, like friction like
lettuce. Dry it off, John.
With a paper towel?
Yeah.
Well, once you put ketchup and mustard on, it becomes all
slippery. Oh, I suppose. Yeah. Slippery.
So it's not only National Beef Burger Day, it's also Hamburger Day. And it sounds similar, hamburger. Seasoned ground beef, grilled and placed between two slices of bread on a bun. The same description.
This is exactly.
Have you ever had an Impossible Burger, or like a meat alternative burger?
Yes,
I did came out.
I have not. Tell me what you thought.
I was not impressed.
They weren't bad, except it just doesn't have it yet. It's a little mealy.
There's just
consistency is.
Yeah, the consistency.
I mean the texture, just not quite there.
And we can't forget here in Wisconsin. We cannot forget. If you're going to talk burgers at all, you have to talk about Culver's.
Sure.
And
yeah, what about them?
You know,
a good old butter burger.
A
butter burger. Yeah.
But what have they added to the top of the butter burger that makes it incredibly Wisconsin?
Cheese curds.
A curd.
Okay.
Yeah. They have this big cheese curd slab that they put on top of the burger. It's like a double burger, and it's unbelievable.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's also National Brisket Day.
I should get a free burger coupon for
you
that
should.
One.
Well, we'll ask Craig Culver if he can send you a little something. Every year on May 28th, National Brisket Day celebrates one of the 9 prime cuts of beef. Brisket comes from the breast or lower chest of beef or veal. Mm-hmm. And when prepared correctly, John.
Oh, correctly. Okay.
Renders both flavor and tenderness. Brisket is a tough and relatively inexpensive cut of meat. While it requires some patience to cook brisket to tenderness, the reward is well worth the effort, here. Select a well-marbled cut of meat, and the fat will keep the brisket moist and add flavor to the final product. Boy, it's just making me hungry talking about it. Season it well and give it a dark sear. This will seal in the juices. Cook it slow and cook it long. That's my motto. Okay.
That's because you forget most of the time you have to take it off the grill eventually.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, you know, they have great corned beef briskets.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. All right. Well, that's it for the National Day calendar.
Oh, no, you're kidding, really?
We could get to the history books if we had history book stuff. Do we have any history book stuff?
We do, Gordy.
Okay. You looked like you were looking at something else important.
He wasn't sure that's going
to I could get your
attention.
The
official introduction is, do you have history book stuff? We're going to have to work on that intro.
We're still workshopping it.
Still workshopping. Still spitballing it. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
We got just a minute here, so I'll get through a couple things.
Well, just get started.
Okay,
come on.
1788, the Federalist Papers are published in a collection for the first time. You ever read the Federalist Papers?
I started reading it here and there.
Yeah, in college they forced us to do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of a boring
riveting
read.
Riveting, I tell you, but important documents.
Yeah,
I've read sections of it. I've never read any of them in whole. But.
Yeah. Okay.
1804, Napoleon, he proclaims the French Empire.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
And now I'm thinking I should have pulled up Waterloo to play. That would have been a great song.
Waterloo. Yeah, that's a good tune. Well.
Do you think that could happen today? Do you think
just
that
proclaim an empire?
Yes.
Like
yes. When
declare?
Trump gets back in instead of the United States, because that's not going to be here anymore. There won't be democracy anymore.
Right.
So what do we call it? Right. He's to declare it
an empire.
An empire.
I guess.
Mm.
The Trump Empire. Oh, boy. All right. More history book and the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday morning coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you familiar with what theme this is?
No, but it's nice and peppy.
Yeah, this is the theme for the original Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
How is your VW shaping up, by the way? What's the latest?
Well, I haven't been home to work on it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was a holiday weekend. So.
Yeah. We'll get to it eventually.
Well, that's why you watched all the Love Bug movies, right? Volkswagen could do?
I've seen the original one. I haven't seen all of them, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The reason we're playing this, today in 1937, Volkswagen was founded.
Is that so?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Under less likable circumstances, let's say.
Well, the Germans invented it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and then, the people's car in Nazi Germany. Mm. But Volkswagen really became what it was like after the war when the British took it over.
It was a sneaky trick by Hitler to get people to drive a very dangerous vehicle and get blow up and destroyed.
He was trying to take out his own people, is what you're saying.
At that point, probably so.
Anyone who would buy it.
Okay. Let's see, what else do we got? Oh, today in 1897, Jell-O was introduced.
Wow.
1897.
Cool. You like Jell-O?
Yes, I love Jell-O.
What's not to like about Jell-O?
I mean, some people hate it just because of the texture. Mm. Like any food that just kind of jiggles like that, they don't like. But I like Jell-O.
Stuff. Yeah, I never disliked Jell-O.
It's been a long time since I've had some Jell-O.
And it doesn't. It's not filling. Well, wasn't there a slogan like that? Jell-O.
Yeah.
Well, it just melts in your stomach.
I know.
It?
Just. Well, we know that. I mean, I'm not getting into the process. Jell-O. It's just that the slogan was something like. You know, less filling or
tastes great. I think that was light beer.
That's better. Let's go with that one.
Okay. What if they had? Well, I guess they have like Jell-O shots, but what if they had beer flavored Jell-O? I wonder if that would go over well.
I wonder if they ever tried that.
Well, who invented Jell-O?
Oh,
I don't know.
He did that to Google.
I did this research on Friday, Gordy. I checked out for the weekend.
A guy named Peter Cooper.
Peter Cooper. Well, we salute you today, Peter.
An industrialist, inventor, and philanthropist. He patented powdered gelatin, which was the forerunner to Jell-O. Mm-hmm. Gelatin-based dishes were previously reserved for the wealthy and were often made by boiling animal bones and other parts. Okay. The person that actually did the dessert was Pearl Bigsby.
Mm.
Okay, Pearl Bigsby. That's a good name.
You know, there should have been rules that went along with that invention, that discovery of Jell-O, and that would be not to add vegetables to it.
Well, Pearl Bigsby decided to add strawberries.
Still traumatized by the 50s.
Yeah, strawberries, raspberry, orange, and lemon flavor to
yeah,
the
Yeah, what's your
gelatin.
Favorite Jell-O flavor?
I just like the regular, like cherry Jell-O.
Yeah, like cherry or strawberry.
Yeah,
strawberry.
Yeah, cherry is the best.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so good with bananas in it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I've never actually had Jell-O with fruit in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff. All right. Anything else in the history?
We got a birthday today.
A birthday?
Yeah, we discussed it during the break, but the man, the myth, the legend himself, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, born today in 1944.
You know, when you hear the name Rudy, you think of coffee, don't you?
Coffee, right.
You want to play this Kimmel cut for 151? Let's play this.
Okay.
He had a little joke about this. You know, we about featured Rudy? The commercial right here on the show. But let's get to this from Kimmel.
You all know I stand by the truth. And if I put my name on something, I truly believe in it. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to something I'm incredibly proud of. My own brand of organic specialty coffee, Rudy Coffee. Believe me when I say it's the best coffee you'll ever try. It's smooth, rich, chocolatey, and gentle on your stomach. It's so good, I even recommend drinking it black.
Oh. You know, there are a lot of things I like about that commercial. The fake digital apartment, the fact that one of his selling points is his coffee won't give you diarrhea. But I think the best is the way he says chocolatey. Let's enjoy that again.
Chocolatey.
To be fair, his first language is Transylvanian.
You'll also be supporting the Call to Action nonprofit, which is devoted to helping veterans and first responders. So you can make a difference and taste the difference.
Yes, right. Put that QR code back on the screen, because I want you, if you can at home right now, scan that, and I try to go to the website. It goes to nothing. The calltoaction.com. There appears to be nothing there, and no sign online that an organization called Call to Action that supports veterans or first responders even exists. It's as invisible as Rudy Giuliani in front of a mirror.
There you go.
So, you know, by the way, is taking for...
That's an incredible thing.
Yeah.
And not a surprise for anyone that it goes nowhere to help the veterans. Anybody. God, these guys are in such a grift mode.
He just can't stop.
And the thing is, they can get away with all of this. For some reason, the MAGA voters just don't care. They're not paying attention. It's just that they want to vote for Trump, and that is it. And they don't care all the details, all the background, all the stories that have come out. None of it. Doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't really affect him.
Yeah.
And the Trump trial is going into the final few days, apparently.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes. The verdict should be coming out fairly soon now.
I guess so. Yeah.
And none of us can wait for this.
Will it matter?
Please.
Will it matter, whatever the verdict is?
One of my least favorite things about driving through northern Minnesota was seeing all of the Trump signs and whatnot in people's yards. And my favorite one that I think I came across was, God is real. He gave us Trump.
Oh.
He's got to be like the second coming of Jesus to these people.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It truly is a cult. Right? I mean, you can't explain it any other way.
Yeah, nothing seems to matter.
It's as blind far as devotion.
Any truth or facts or anything. Yeah, just and they've given themselves over to it.
They believe so strongly in freedom and individualism, and yet they have poured all of their personality, all of their being into this one individual that they praise and love and find no fault with, Trump.
Well, they've gotten to be anti-government too.
Yeah.
Just anything to do with big government, they associate that with what Trump's movement is all about. Just they're after me. The walls are closing in, but I'm doing this for you. I'm going to court for you, and I'm going to fight against big government. It's all a conspiracy.
It's just an amazing sell job by the wealthy to make it seem like their tax cuts will help the poor and moderate and the hardworking guy out there and woman. That's the whole sell job. And that wait until everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy is gone. All the welfare programs are gone. And the welfare programs are there basically as a safety net for capitalism. Yeah. Those who fail in capitalism or are rejected by capitalism end up getting some help by the government. And when you get rid of all of that help, well, good luck, folks. Good luck.
You're on your own. Yeah.
I used to tell my friend in Milwaukee, my mega friend in Milwaukee, but just wait, man. Yeah, I mean, here you are, your retirement. You're getting all of the benefits of retirement.
Right.
And all of that will disappear and will be cut in half, and you will feel it in your senior living homes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just doing this to yourself.
Well, and that's the future that we have under the new President Trump, which is just like the old President Trump empire.
Emperor Trump.
Still a few months to go before the election,
yeah.
So still have some time.
Cannot wait.
On our hands. Okay. All right. Coming up, we've got a comedian, Walter Masterson, at a Trump rally,
well,
right?
Yeah. You don't have an actual voicer on this, okay. But it is a story that he tells.
All right. It's all coming up on the Tuesday edition of the John and Gordy Family Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, the House got it done. They marked up the farm bill. But with the inclusion of changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, it may be a moot point. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Four Democrats even joined Republicans to get the work done. Those Democrats from the states of Illinois, North Carolina, Colorado, and Georgia. Final vote, 33-21. But Chair Glenn Thompson says that he still believes the inclusion of SNAP in their markup may be the undoing of the bill's advancement.
In 2021, President Biden unilaterally and I would say and unlawfully and intentionally updated the Thrifty Food Plan to no longer be cost neutral, resulting in a $256 billion addition to the Farm Bill baseline over a 10-year window, all of which is retained in this bill. This bill, in its simplest form, says that any future increases beyond inflation, must be decided by Congress.
House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson, that SNAP provision, just one of the items contained within the markup that may ultimately be the undoing of any further advancement. Markets look mixed in overnight trade. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. On Friday, going into the three-day weekend, barrel cheese was down a penny and three quarters at 198. 40-pound block cheese up a half at 187. Double A butter was unchanged, 312 and a quarter. This morning, the June Class 3 milk is down 16 cents at 1973. The July milk's up 7 at 2006. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 490. November beans down 2.5, 1217. July wheat right now up 14.5, 711 and three quarters. So there we go. That's where they stand on the opening bell for Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
When you finally find your person you call the one, the search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so
yes, getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Beautiful tats all over my back, makes me so proud, I'm gonna shout it out loud. I got another tattoo, baby.
Yeah.
Another tattoo, another tattoo, baby.
Ha. No part of me's blank, I'm really ink obsessed. Yeah. It's like an art show the moment that I get on rest.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. John and Gordy Family Show. We hope you're having a very good first day back after a three-day weekend.
Oh, boy. Sunny today, this morning anyway, and we're at 53 degrees, highs in the mid-60s today. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon. Did you see this brand-new study? Out of Sweden, a possible link between tattoos and lymphoma revealed in a brand new study.
Can we do anything anymore?
No, you can't. You can't do anything.
Health risk?
Nope. New study out of Sweden finds that people with tattoos have a 21% higher risk of developing lymphoma, a type of blood cancer. They did this study using 11,905 participants. Hmm. Answering questionnaires associated with tattoos, what kind of tattoos, and all of that. We already know that, according to the study, again, this is out of Sweden, we already know that when tattoo ink is injected into the skin, the body interprets this as something foreign should not be there, and the immune system is activated. According to this researcher, they say a large part of the ink is transported away from the skin to the lymph nodes where it's deposited.
Yikes.
That's not good news. Of course, they're going to do further studies, but this is pretty alarming.
You should certainly take a look at the people who get body tattoos. I mean, their entire body is covered with tattoos.
Yes. Right? In the U.S., nearly a third of adults have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo? They're saying?
I don't. Sophia has a small one.
Yeah.
But.
There's a song by The Who called Tattoo.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Off The Who. Who Sell Out, I believe.
Nearly a third of adults have a tattoo, including 22% who have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I always thought it would be interesting to get one.
Yeah. What's that?
I always thought it would be interesting to get one. I could never decide on what to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be, like, have you seen the movie The Hangover?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be like that, where you just get, like,
just do it.
Crazy drunk one night, and you have no idea what you're choosing, and then the next day you wake up with some random thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra points if it's a face tattoo.
Oh, man. Lord. Well, there are so many tattoo places now, and they're all over the place, and, it's just something
really
to keep
cool
in mind.
Little places to go. What? You know, I mean, you ever step into a tattoo parlor?
Not recently, no. Never.
All right. Well, me neither. I haven't.
Listen, they're beautiful artwork. I'm not, saying that they aren't, but this is something to keep an eye on. I mean, if it causes 21% higher cases of lymphoma, that's pretty serious stuff.
I wonder how they even
get a lot.
I wonder how they even came up with this.
Well, they did this study of 11,000 people.
Did they suddenly, are they seeing more people with lymphoma that have tattoos than people who don't have tattoos?
The study was published in eClinical Medicine. eClinical Medicine.
Well, they would know. Forget I even asked the question.
They were directed to answer a questionnaire about lifestyle factors to determine if they were tattooed, first of all. And then they got into the deeper subject. So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Okay. Just don't run out and get a tattoo now.
You might want to reconsider. Yeah. You could get temporary tattoos. You know, they have those. They're just.
You could do tongue tattoos like on fruit roll-ups.
What?
Are you from?
What?
What?
So you know fruit roll-ups, right?
Yeah, yes.
Familiar.
Is that a thing that they still do on there? At least it was when I was a kid, where it was like a temporary tattoo, but it was like on the actual fruit roll itself.
Okay.
And so you'd stick it on your tongue for like 20 or 30 seconds, and then it would imprint on your tongue.
And you'd have it for a little while?
Yeah.
They did that purposely.
Yeah.
It was an intentional thing.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
We weren't taking regular temporary tattoos and eating them, John.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. You know, they do this at concerts now, right? The bands have somebody out in the audience putting little tattoos on everybody.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they don't come off right away. At least not for me, anyway. I didn't appreciate that.
Okay.
But they do it. They have a band logo or something like that, and they ask you, do you want a band logo tattoo? And everybody says, sure.
We need a John and Gordy tattoo.
Yeah, I never thought about it, but that would be great.
A temporary tattoo.
That would be great in a kit.
How would you feel if a super fan got your faces tattooed on themselves?
I'd feel honored if they did that. Are you thinking about doing that?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to get both our faces in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like on their back, two life-size John and Gordy faces.
Be good. Yeah, we could put together a little kit, a little something.
We ought to
work on that. Yeah.
Workshop that one?
I think so. Yeah. Spitball it. Run it around the table. See who salutes. I don't know. God. All these things. Yeah. We do have an announcement coming up, but early to say anything.
When is that announcement supposed to come out?
I'm not going to tell you.
We don't have an announcement.
It'll come out when we're done workshopping it, I suppose.
That's right.
All right.
We have to work on it. Okay. It would
be a big announcement if we actually had something that we were going to announce.
We do. It's under wraps right now.
Are you still not privy to the information?
I am privy to the information. He's in compliance with
it. He's in the loop.
I'm in the loop. That's a good way of putting it. I'm thinking something different, but something that our listeners could help us with.
It all may work out. So everybody is pleased with the results. So, all right. But hey, tomorrow.
We're all confused by now. I hope we are.
Well, don't be confused about the calendar, because today is Tuesday, the 28th day of May, and so tomorrow is Wednesday, and we'll be at Short Stack Eatery.
Wow.
Already at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow.
That's amazing, just like that.
Like we are every Wednesday, and you're welcome to join us. Do you think we should do the show outside tomorrow?
No.
Why not? They put outside tables and chairs.
I don't want to go out there? It's too cold in the morning.
It's too cold.
I'd be very uncomfortable. How many times do I get fresh coffee?
Are you going to do the show in the pouring rain?
No.
We do have a guest.
We do?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Who do we have? Is it a secret?
Let's take a look at the sheet. Rachel Barnhart from Up Together.
That's right.
Up Together is a nonprofit based in New York that does research and funds guaranteed income programs across the country.
Okay.
Guaranteed minimum income.
Okay.
And they pass it out to low-income individuals. They give them a certain amount of money. They can do anything they want with it. And these programs have been going on all across the United States and other countries as well. And it's proven to be very, very successful.
Excellent.
People don't just sit back and eat bonbons on a couch someplace and spend the money on that. They actually don't. Spend it on food for the family, on their housing, on their bills, buying a vehicle to go to work. They've been using this money in all different sorts of ways, and that's why I thought this person would be perfect to kind of pass along the success rate and what is successful they found in other countries, in this country, to see why we haven't adopted something like this. In Wisconsin, the Republicans wanted to ban all local communities in Wisconsin. They wanted a statewide ban on a guaranteed minimum income for low-income individuals. They wanted to prevent any community from trying this, testing it.
It's crazy.
Well, how cruel can you get? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
If it works, They just don't like handouts. You know, they call it a government handout, but really, truly, it's a way to bring people up. And that's why we pay taxes, in order to help everybody with social programs to bring them up as well.
That's it. So Rachel Barnhart from Up Together
will
be with us tomorrow at Short Stack Eatery to tell us more. Right?
That would be great. Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned that we have a comedian, Walter Masterson. Now, he went out to a Trump rally, and he asked the attendees about Project 2025. And he was told that the project doesn't have anything to do with Trump. Even though it is written by loyalists who worked for the cabinet members that Trump had at one time, and now they're all banding together again, putting Project 2025 together, and they're ready to respond immediately if he is elected president. And one of the respondents said, and this is my favorite one, "I'm not going to read that." Well, no surprise there, right?
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I know it's 1,000 pages, but there's audio. We've been playing audio on the show. If they were only to listen to this show.
If only.
Right? We're trying to communicate with everybody on this program. We're not gearing this to any particular party. We're just in the middle. I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical.
You're right. Nobody believes you.
I'm just calling
out
people that are
apolitical. You're not apolitical.
Really bad politically that try to destroy Americans and the belief they have in this system. That's what I'm calling out. I'm not attacking their policy. Well, I'm attacking their policy. Well, I'm not attacking their political view.
Okay.
I am.
Well, maybe you are.
But
try again.
But I am apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, what saves us money and what will help most people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all, even the low-income people, have put into to help them succeed. Now they've succeeded. Now they have to pay back. They should pay back a little bit or understand to bring other people up. And it benefits them. If they have a product that other people can buy, it would benefit them. You'd think, right?
You would think so. So getting back to comedian Walter Masterson, he's at a Trump rally.
Yeah,
right?
He's at a he went to a few Trump rallies.
And he asked people questions.
Yeah, black and Latino protesters show up, by the way. They showed up during these things. And he found that there were a lot of angry people. No surprise there. They get very angry. Also mad. Let me see here. Masterson ends his piece by saying, "Both parties aren't trying to install Christo-fascist dictators and destroy our chances of voting. Only one party's trying to do that."
Okay.
Right? I mean, that kind of makes sense.
That's the conclusion he came to. Yeah. Okay. And is there more?
Well, I mean, you know, there were protesters there. He saw them, you know, going against the MAGAs, you know, passing along their message that they could go F themselves.
Okay.
Very, very that's apolitical, isn't it? I mean, you could say that to anybody of any political stripe.
I'm not familiar with Walter Masterson. Have you ever heard of him before?
No, I haven't heard of him either.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we should pass that along to the comedy shop downstairs. Let them hire this guy.
Comedy on State?
But
if you're listening.
Masterson said he had very, very big respect for one black dude who went around debating MAGAs to their face for hours straight, getting in their face and just telling them that they're flat out wrong.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do that here.
No.
Right?
Oh.
I mean, I've seen you do it, you know, out in the street, on State Street.
Have you? Really? I don't really recall that.
You really get angry. You know?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Gordy's a very confrontational person.
Really? You think so? Okay.
Well, come on, tell us what you really think.
I like to
stir
it up, Yeah, I do like to stir it up,
But anyway, it's kind of interesting to find out that they're not interested in Project 2025 at all. They don't think Trump has any tie to it, and if you've noticed, Trump has never brought up Project 2025. He's never brought it up.
You're right. I don't recall any time where he's even mentioned it.
Yep.
So what are we to believe of that? That he doesn't sign on to that?
He's not a genius like he claims to be. I mean, I'm just surprising a lot of people out there, I suppose, with that statement.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a detail person at all in any way, shape, or form. He likes praise. He wants to be important. He wants to be the big man in the room.
Yeah.
So he's going to have all his underlings do all of this work for him, and they put all this work into an entire platform.
Yeah, 1,000 pages long.
And it's not necessarily a beneficial platform. It is a negative platform. They take away things, constantly take away things, punish people to make sure that people fall in line. That's what it's all about, and he has never mentioned it in public, but the people under him are working on this diligently.
Okay. John and Gordy Family Show will continue with a story about Missouri fifth grader raising money for past due over...
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah,
come
baby.
On, baby, light my fire.
With that new, with the new Trump lighter.
There's a lighter?
WMDX. It's the Mad Pad with John and Gordy. Yes, indeed. It is the grift is on again.
Okay.
It's a grifting way of life.
What are we selling this time?
This time, the latest innovation in lighters, the Trump 2024 electric lighter. This is another
what
product.
What next? Okay. Oh, a lighter.
A lighter. All right, let me just get into the details of this. Ready to witness the dawn of a new era in lighter technology. We are thrilled to introduce our latest innovation, the cutting-edge Trump 2024 electric lighter.
So they have his picture on it?
Do they act? They're acting like, you know, this technology isn't already out there.
I had no idea so much innovation was going on lighter. In the lighter field.
They've been working on spitballing this. The Trump campaign has been working day and night trying to come up with a late-breaking lighter for
it's
everybody.
It's an electric lighter. It's not just any lighter. It's an electric lighter.
It is.
So you got to have batteries for it?
They say.
Is it solar-powered?
It's the perfect fusion of rugged elegance, convenience, And get this, is the strangest part. Sustainability? Like, they care about sustainability?
Wow.
That's not good to put in an ad. It says here, why choose our Trump lighter? This isn't the ad. Well, I don't know. Why? Why would I do that? It's waterproof.
Okay.
It's windproof.
Sure it is.
My eyes are...
You're watering up.
My eyes are fogging up.
You have a picture of it there?
I do. It has... By the way, this is the good part. It's got an integrated tactical flashlight. Tactical flashlight in your electric lighter. Wow. All right. And it's fully rechargeable. It's rugged.
Is it a pocket lighter?
And you can charge it by USB.
How big is this thing? I mean, is it?
Well, it looks like a backpack.
Let me see this thing.
Looks like a backpack.
Good Lord.
But no, I don't know. Maybe it's the size of a backpack.
It doesn't. It looks enormous.
I know it does.
Does it say how much it costs?
Is it got a retail price on it? It's in this picture with American flags and a picture of Trump, and the lighter looks like it's the same size as each one.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like a Nokia phone from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that a knife on the side of it?
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, it doesn't say it has a knife on it, sadly.
The Trump lighter. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's high technology. But I like the integrated tactical flashlight.
Makes it sound very rugged and fancy.
They should they should include Rudy Coffee with this.
Well, that's package deal. Thinking. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy one, get one free.
Kit.
Yeah.
Little kit. Okay. Here we go with this is sad. This kind of says it all about our society. And I can identify with this because I had a lot of trouble with my kid's school lunch fees.
Lunch money?
Oh, man. You know, it was really hard to get through.
Why would you have trouble with that?
They have a special line for the company that does the school lunches, and you pay them for it. And it was always hard to log in and remember the password. And then they'd give you thousands of reminders, at least because I'm super late and wasn't paying attention to the fact that
your kids went without lunch.
They didn't have any money in their fund. And fact, they never said anything. Kids, they don't do the darndest things. You know, they're starving to death all day long. They didn't even tell me.
They didn't mention it to you.
Were turned down from getting lunch because they didn't have any fees for it. Anyway, this is the sad tale. Missouri obviously had at one time turned down, all these red states, by the way, are doing this. They turned down federal money for the free school lunch program.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not helping anybody. This is how the story reads. This isn't a feel-good story. It's dystopian. CNN failed to report that last summer Missouri rejected millions in federal aid for free school lunches. And that's why Missouri kids suffer with nearly a quarter million in lunch debt.
That's crazy.
Of which this thoughtful child raised $7,300. This is the headline.
A fifth grader.
A Missouri fifth grader raised enough money to pay off his entire school meal debt.
Jeez.
What kind of society do we have here?
That's crazy. Why would he have to do that?
I don't know
that.
If he had a GoFundMe to pay off his school lunch debt.
Jeez. Why would they do... First of all, why would Missouri turn down free federal money? What are the strings attached that they don't like?
It could have a string attached.
But what? Nutritionally? You have to serve a fruit and a vegetable and a...
Again, you know, this is
What are the strings attached that are so offensive that they wouldn't take the money?
They've always said in this state, and that's why they don't actually help people, they don't create programs to help people, is because they consider it a government handout.
Oh, sure.
It's just simply that. They don't care about the program, what it does. It's a government handout. People will get used to it, and they'll ask for more money and blah, blah, blah. This is school lunches. This is feeding children, the ones that they are protecting from all the evil books in their libraries. they'd much rather starve them than let them read any of those
choice.
Books.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so a fifth grader had to raise enough money.
That's crazy.
To pay off his meal debt. I don't know what his parents were thinking.
Was that just for his meal, $7,000? That seems
Yeah, apparently, $7,300. Oh. That's what he raised. I don't know if part of that is a little extra. To pay for future lunches. But of course, all the politicians had to do was take the federal money for free school lunch programs. That's all they had to do. And they didn't.
Yeah.
But that's a sign of our times. That's kind of what we'll see if Trump becomes president. And Project 2025
We'll guarantee that.
Okay. Coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show, oh boy, did you see Trump's appearance in front of the Libertarians?
This is crazy. This is an insane thing to do.
It did not go well.
No.
We'll have that coming up.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.